Oh yeah,
Fractal Bitcoin. Welcome to today's Bitcoin news video.
Oh, forget it.
It's Friday, I'm telling you. Let's get right to the price. Right now the price is $69,340. Of course we're talking about Bitcoin. And look, today we started up around $71,000 and we've come down to this $69,000 level, which you can see the yellow line here. So it looks like we're back testing it again, and if we keep holding it as support, then we'll probably go higher. If we don't, we'll come lower. But over the next 18 months, we know what's going to happen. And of course, this is the time chain calendar. Oh, a new block was just created. New block. But this is the sats per dollar. 1,442 sats per dollar. I don't know. I like thinking of sats in terms of how many sats per dollar, rather than, okay, Bitcoin is at 69,369, right? Like, anyway, let's get to some news. Yeah, it's Friday. The banks and the stock market are closed. Meanwhile, we are here zapping and stacking sats without permission. We live in the future while the suits try to hang on to the past for dear life. Make sure to have fun this cycle. We are winning. Also, go zap the builders. This is not possible without them. And Ivan is referring to the builders of Noster. And and the builders of Bitcoin. Zap them too. Send them Satoshis. Yeah, we're literally living in the future. And the old guard is trying to hold on to this legacy financial system, right? But this is a good sign here. Google searches for Bitcoin are surging toward bull market levels. Retail is coming. Yeah, so this is the graph of Bitcoin searches on Google. And so look, it's rising here. So we're getting to this level. That's a good sign because, you know, retail, the normies, they always show up a little later, right? And it's good. So here's Isola Bell Art saying, good morning, Noster. Exactly 27 years ago today, Adam Back invented proof of work, the bedrock of Bitcoin. It's how Satoshi harnessed time and energy to create the best money in human history. Yeah, so Adam Back, thank you. I think he's on Twitter too. Hey, Adam, want to be on the Bitcoin panel sometime, our Friday live stream? We'd love to have you. But yeah, 27 years ago today. So that was what, 1997? And it wasn't for another 11 years, really, until Satoshi came out with the white paper in 2008. So interesting. Is Adam Back Satoshi? I don't think. No, there's only one person who's silly enough to claim to be Satoshi, and he just got shot down in court. Craig Wright is who I'm talking about. But how strong is Bitcoin? You want to know how strong? There's an article came out 2 years ago. Greenpeace and a crypto billionaire lobby to change the Bitcoin code. 2 years later, the Bitcoin code is unchanged. The price is at all-time highs, and Greenpeace is down $5 million. Yeah, sorry. Can't touch Bitcoin. None of these billionaires can change Bitcoin. None of these stupid woke organizations can change Bitcoin. No corporation can change Bitcoin. No government can change Bitcoin. That's the beauty of it. They're not in control anymore. We are in control. You are in control of your life. It's beautiful. Now, a little bit about CBDCs. Oh, I forgot my little image that I wrote that this is about fiat and government nonsense, but it's just for context because Bitcoin fixes all this, right? So this is Brad here says, central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, tie the financial freedom of citizens to the government and the banking establishment. The central bank issues its centralized digital currencies and essentially creates a new monetary system, fiat on steroids, a system that takes everything that is bad in the fiat system and adds more of it, surveillance, control, censorship, and enforcement capabilities. This is why CBDCs are horrible. We don't want them. If you ever get to vote for or against it, vote against it. We have Bitcoin. That's all we need. The CBDCs are governments trying to take control of your life. surveillance, control, censorship, and enforcement capabilities. And there's an article here. This is a comment from this article. On the brink of a dramatic change, the digitization of money, authored by Efrat Fenningson via Bitcoin Magazine. So check it out. Here's the article. As always, I link to everything below. Bitcoin for Freedom says, they're destroying the economy to make you beg for a CBDC. Choose Bitcoin instead, right? So we know this is what's going to happen, right? They're destroying the economy on purpose. They're printing money. It's going to go crazy. And then at some point when it gets really, really bad, the government's going to come in and say, oh, now we have the real solution, CBDCs. And just by signing up for the CBDCs and getting the government wallet that we want you to download and use, we're going to give you $5,000 of CBDCs for free. And every single person in the country is going to be like, oh my God, they're giving $5,000. And they're going to rush, they're going to download the app, and they're going to sell their soul to the devil. Now, you and I, we're Bitcoiners. We may get the app because if we have to get it, you never know, right? You never know what they're going to enforce at the barrel of a gun, right? We don't know. We might have to get it. We might have to use it, but we'll use it minimally. And if there's any chance we can vote against it or not use it, that's what we're going to do. CBDCs are terrible. Yeah, and here's a good quote from your pal, Bill Murray. You love Bill Murray. His quote is, so if we lie to the government, it's a felony. But if they lie to us, it's politics. See that? That's what's happening. It's horrendous. It's a scam. It's not legitimate. It's not moral. We need to get rid of it. And here's Peter St. Ange. He made a video here. We're not going to watch it, but I'll, of course, link to it. Fiscal collapse accelerates as Treasury issues $7 trillion of debt in just 3 months. That matches the worst of COVID, no pandemic needed. And it's double the previous record that had stood for 231 years. Yeah, just this is insane what's happening to our economy. But you know what? It's probably good that the U.S. economy blows up because then Bitcoin will be ushered in. So here's Zaprite. Did you ever want to accept Bitcoin payments on your website? Yeah, Zaprite. You can get a Zaprite account and install it and you know, use it to accept Bitcoin payments. Any wallet, anywhere, anyone. So Zaprite is pretty cool. And, you know, on my website where I have my fractal art, I'm going to eventually probably use Zaprite or BTC Pay Server. That's another option if you want to get paid in Bitcoin. They just have a new release, BTC Pay Server 1.13, with all these enhancements. And here's their website, btcpayserver.org. Start accepting Bitcoin payments with 0% fees and no third party. That's right. This is how it should be. You should be able to have zero fees and have the Bitcoin come right to you, not to some exchange or anywhere. So anyway, thank you, Zaprite and BTC Pay Server. They're not sponsors. I'm just reporting news and you know, alerting you and everyone that, you know, this exists. You can start getting paid in Bitcoin. Now, there may be a limited number of people who are going to pay you in Bitcoin, right? Because not everybody has Bitcoin to pay you with. But it's good to get set up, you know, when the time's right, get set up with something like this. All right, so here's a video I'm going to show you. Because it's Friday and it's fun time, let's go. Oh yeah, look at this guy. I mean, it's so funny when, just look at him. He just, they go crazy. Animals just have so much fun sometimes, and humans do too. Don't forget, it's Fractal Friday. I'm calling it every Friday should be Fractal Friday, but this is one of my fractals, by the way. Just wanted to show you that. And this is our website, fractalbitcoin.com. Click this link up top here. See, it says join our locals community. And join our locals community. Come say hi, all that. And today we have our Bitcoin panel at 4 p.m. Eastern. We do it every Friday. We have awesome guests. Today we're going to have an awesome discussion. So come join us. We stream on Rumble, YouTube, Zap.stream, Twitter, and Twitch. But Rumble's the best place to watch, and Rumble's also the best place to follow our channel and like the videos and all that. But if you're on YouTube, that's great. That's fine for now, until they ban us, if they do. But anyway, thank you for watching. I really appreciate it. Please subscribe to the channel, and I will see you in the Bitcoin panel in a few hours. And then have a great weekend, and we'll see if Bitcoin, maybe we'll hit an all-time high this weekend. What do you think? You think it's possible? You know what? Let me just look at the price again. No, the price hasn't moved. Yeah, still the same. Okay, have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday with another news video. All right, bye.